Our series, The Burning Question, is looking at Seattle's mixed record in fighting climate change. Local politicians have promised for more than a decade to make the Seattle area a leader in slashing carbon pollution. Today, John Ryan looks at two tech giants and their claims of making the cloud a more climate-friendly place.
This is the sound of the internet. I'm standing in a data center surrounded by computer servers stacked floor to ceiling. You're hearing fans that keep the servers cool as they crunch data. Small data centers like this one at KUOW tend to be a lot less efficient than the big ones. That's one reason we've seen mega-sized data centers really take over the back end of the internet.
They're so large, their electricity bills very high, millions of dollars.
Armand Shahabi studies the energy that runs the internet, especially in big data centers. He's at Lawrence Berkeley National Lab. He says big, efficient data centers are
supplanting the services that were being provided by small, very inefficient data centers that are scattered throughout office buildings in the country.
More efficient means less pollution. Even though our hunger for streaming video and fast connection keeps growing, the energy used to run the cloud has basically plateaued. It's only going up about 1% a year. Shahabi says the big dogs like Amazon, Microsoft, and Google that now dominate the cloud need to use their market power for a greater good.
With that power, there's a responsibility to push the utilities to reduce the carbon emissions from their electricity generation.
The main players in the cloud say they are doing that, even as their energy consumption keeps ballooning.
This is Elizabeth Wilmot, and I lead the carbon program at Microsoft. We've taken steps to operate our business consistent with what the planet needs to avoid catastrophic climate change, and we're committed to doing our part.
Microsoft's emissions have been rising as its cloud business grows. In November, Microsoft announced it would make steep cuts to its carbon emissions, steeper than most governments have committed to, even the ones like Seattle that call themselves national leaders on climate change.
We're on path to reduce our absolute emissions 75% by 2030.
In pursuit of that goal, Microsoft has slapped a carbon tax on itself. Wilmot says it's changed the way the whole company operates and even travels.
Skype and teleconferencing have been a big driver of reducing that air travel.
Microsoft is more open about its rising energy use and pollution than the biggest player in the cloud.
Amazon Solar Farm US East is an 80-megawatt solar farm in Virginia.
This is now the largest solar field in the entire Mid-Atlantic region.
Amazon likes to publicize its use of green energy. In one video, CEO Jeff Bezos christens a wind farm with champagne while he's harnessed to the top of a 300-foot wind turbine. But Amazon shares almost no information about its ever-increasing use of dirty energy like coal or gas. Internal company documents obtained by KUOW reveal that other side of the coin. 3 years ago, Amazon Web Services was expecting its carbon emissions to more than double by now. That's even after all the green energy purchases aimed at reducing the company's use of fossil fuels. Total energy use by the cloud division was expected to triple in those 3 years.
Yes, it's great they've added more renewable energy, but their growth is far outstripping that additional supply.
Gary Cook watches the tech sector for Greenpeace. He estimates data centers' energy use by looking at the local permits they have to get for their backup generators.
Amazon is growing in places where the grid's quite dirty.
Places like Virginia, where Amazon has more data centers than anywhere else.
The grid in Virginia is about 2-4% renewable on a good day.
Amazon spokesperson Nina Lindsay declined to comment on Amazon Web Services' energy use. Amazon's cloud division has a goal of, someday, getting all the electricity for its data centers from renewable sources. The company quietly expanded that long-term goal last fall to apply to all of Amazon's operations, from warehouses to delivery trucks. Both Amazon and Microsoft have been less ambitious in their pursuit of green energy than Google has. Google says it bought enough green energy last year to run all of its operations. In Seattle, I'm John Ryan, KUOW News.
This story was part of our series, The Burning Question: What would a climate-friendly Seattle actually look like? You can see more stories in the series by clicking on the News tab at KUOW.org.